This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A new proposal, which will be put to the federal government today, suggests wealthier older Australians should use their private savings to pay for aged care. The new issues paper was proposed by the industry in June and also recommends separating some of an individual's compulsory superannuation to fund their own aged care. Unions and aged care providers say urgent solutions are needed. National Senator Matt Canavan told Sky News parts of it could work.
I don't think this is a good idea because for most Australians, their superannuation might not be enough as it is. So I don't think there's this sort of pot of gold there to raid to fund the aged care deficit we're facing. Now, look, in saying that, we are facing a real challenge in funding aged care, and I don't dispute that some part of the solution to that would be or should be to require people who can pay or can afford to pay to make a contribution.
Australia's Peak Business Group has announced it will back the Indigenous voice to Parliament. The Business Council of Australia has announced its position, as well as data showing its member companies have spent more than $1 billion on Indigenous-owned businesses each year. The council, whose members include BHP, Commonwealth Bank, Qantas and Woodside, joins a string of community, religious and sporting organisations lending their support. A man who murdered 11 worshippers at a synagogue in the United States will face the death penalty. A jury has sentenced Robert Bowers to death for his attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in October 2018. Lawyer Eric Olshan has described the crime as the worst anti-Semitic mass shooting in United States history.
He killed half of the people in that building. He murdered them because they were Jewish. He also shot two other congregants, and he tried to kill every other person in that building that day. On that day, now almost 5 years ago, he committed the worst anti-Semitic mass shooting in United States history.
Traditional owners along the Great Barrier Reef are calling for more government invested in First Nations-led solutions to protect the reef as its World Heritage status looms. A recent report by the United Nations body, which oversees World Heritage sites, noted urgent and sustained action was required, but it has delayed placing the reef on the in danger list. Durrumbull Ranger Malcolm Mann says solutions aimed at the long-term resilience of the reef are needed.
It's going to take whole of Australia to rewire itself about the value and how we view the reef. Change is needed, and traditional owners need to lead in this space. That's the message we need to tell our government.
The Greek government says it will provide a free week-long stay on Rhodes next year to tourists who had their holiday cut short because of the wildfires. More than 20,000 tourists and locals had to evacuate the island. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says the situation on Rhodes is now back to normal.
Rhodes today is more welcoming than ever. The island is back to normal. And for all of those whose holidays were cut short as a result of the wildfires, the Greek government, in cooperation with the local authorities, will offer 1 week of free holidays on Rhodes next spring.
And in sport, Australian cyclist Michael Storer has enjoyed a red letter day in the European mountains, winning the Tour d'Alene race in eastern France. It comes after his move to superstar Fabian Cancellara's new team was announced. The cyclist from Perth produced a masterful display in the Jura Mountains to win the three-day race for the second time in three seasons, racing away from his rivals on the uphill finish of the final stage. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.